This is URN.
Yes, and this is the news that MPs have been debating Boris Johnson's call for an election on the 12th of December, and Labour are now supporting a pre-Christmas poll. Jeremy Corbyn said that he changed his mind on the snap election after the EU gave the UK another Brexit extension. The Labour leader said that this took the risk of a no-deal Brexit off the table, and that was his main objection to the PM's plan. However, not all Labour MPs are on board with this idea of an election, though. The Prime Minister can only hold an election if he has the support of MPs. They've already blocked it three times. But he's currently making a fresh attempt to get their backing in Parliament. They're debating a bill for an early election on the 12th of December, and this only requires a simple majority in order to pass. Speaking in the House of Commons, Mr. Johnson said it was time to refresh this Parliament and give the people a choice about the future of Brexit and the country. Mr. Corbyn said he would back any moves by MPs to give the vote to 16 and 17-year-olds and EU nationals. The government has opposed this. He says he wants the election to involve as many people as possible. The SNP and the Lib Dems want an election on the 9th of December, saying it would prevent the Prime Minister from pushing his Brexit deal through Parliament, and also has something to do with the turnout of students. Number 10 sources have said that they'd accept an election on the 11th of December in order to get opposition parties on board, and they've also put the Brexit legislation on hold. And we should be finding out before 6 o'clock if the election bill has passed its second reading. And that's a sign if MPs support the idea of an election. So it looks like we're heading towards an election before Christmas. We may not actually get it. So everything's still up in the air. But do you think people want an election in like the depths of dark winter?
I do want an election. However, I'm worried at the moment that I feel like the election's all going to be very focused and centred on Brexit, and we're going to forget about other policies that are really important. Like, I think people's policies on like the NHS, the healthcare system, economic policies, they're going to kind of fall to the wayside a little bit as Brexit takes the full... Brexit's going to take centre stage in this election if it happens in December, and I think other policies as a result are going to be forgotten about a little bit.
I think that it will definitely be focused on Brexit and specifically also on Boris Johnson. I think a lot will be kind of around him and the recent what's been happening with Brexit, so I feel like that. I also do feel like maybe the time of year might affect people. I think people are also becoming very tired of Brexit, and therefore maybe the vote for their numbers of people going out to vote might fall, just from kind of people. There's just so much happening with Brexit and politics. I do feel like it's quite tiring.
I also feel like quite tired of Brexit and all these news I see in social media and websites. I just don't click on them anymore because I just feel that I will read the same and same things over and over again. And I agree with you, Oleg. There is a case that we might like forget the policies, and I think. It's the fact that people, I think, in the UK do not want a Brexit at all. I mean, and it's also the part that we're talking in 2 weeks ago, like for the immigration topic, like because Brexit will have many crucial impact on the immigrants, and I think there will be. No good consequences.
Yeah. So I think it's a thing there with like people saying they're like fed up of Brexit because it's just been going on so long. Do you think that like an election would then, because I think that's what Boris Johnson says he wants to do, that an election would essentially put Brexit to bed if he gets the result he wanted. Do you think that would play out?
The problem is that Theresa May called a snap election very much with the same thing in mind, and it didn't work for her at all. Maybe it will work for Boris Johnson, we don't know yet. We don't even know if this election is going to take place yet.
That's true.
But I think he should also be a little bit more concerned than he appears to be. There's a very high chance that an election wouldn't go his way. And if it does, I hate to say it, but I think it is mostly because people will just want to get Brexit done with. It's been going on for so long now that I think a lot of people are tired. They're tired of talking about it, of arguing about it, of it being delayed and postponed, and I think that Boris Johnson could potentially use that to his advantage and gain a majority if there was an election, simply by saying that he wants to get Brexit done as soon as possible, and I think a lot of people would find that appealing.
Yeah.
And then obviously he'd be in power for the next however many years.
Yeah, that's true. But I think maybe, like, to some extent, is also this whole thing has kind of like energized people who are like anti-Brexit as well, and they're kind of realizing that this may be their last chance to like try and stop Brexit, so want to try and come back and try and change something.
I wish more than anyone that we could stop Brexit, but I really don't think it's possible at this point. I think it's been going on for like 4 years now.
Yeah, something like that.
And I don't think it's going to be possible for them to call it off at this later point. And also, people then would start saying that the referendum would be undemocratic, because obviously they've not followed the people's opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that's true. I do think that maybe like the Lib Dems and SNP might kind of like try and swing it that way to try and maybe get some more seats. I think it's just so chaotic at the moment. I mean, Labour are definitely having major divisions, it's particularly regarding this election as well. I just think it's so unpredictable to kind of know what will happen. But I do think Brexit will kind of affect the vote majorly.
Yeah, and so I think one of the issues that was raised here was the date of the election and whether or not students would be if it was a later election, would it put students off voting if it was on the 12th of December, not the 9th? What do you think about that then? Do you think like 3 days will affect how many students turn out to vote?
It's very, very close to the start of the Christmas break.
Mm.
I think it's been reported that maybe the date would affect, in particular, the Conservatives, as there are some small Conservative majorities in some areas. So, for instance, Boris Johnson, he in Uxbridge, he has a majority of 5,000, but a close university have 10,000 staff and students. Were they to stay... Were it to happen on the 9th, they would still be at their university and could potentially affect the Conservative majority there, as one of the examples. So it might potentially affect... It would just mean that potentially votes that otherwise might have Conservative seats would potentially not be Conservative seats were it to occur earlier rather than later, when students are still in areas that they wouldn't normally live.
Yeah. I think that's a really weird thing, that we can kind of go into an election and there's like, oh, if like it such and such goes this way, oh, the Prime Minister will end up losing his seat and then won't be back in the next Parliament, which is like such a strange thing to like comprehend if you like think about it. And I think it really depends with like how engaged students are with voting. I think like traditionally, you know, for a long time, students have not really been that interested in voting at all and just kind of like haven't bothered. And I know if like you're kind of engaged with politics, it's like a very different, because there's like two like extremes really of whether you want to do something or not, what you want to get yourself involved in it or not. And I know like obviously like I live obviously in here, like in Nottingham, and because students can register at home and at uni, it really depends like where you vote, because it can be critical. It's like obviously all the Nottingham seats around here where most of the students live, they're all kind of, you know, safe Labour seats, but you know, people may live in other places where it's slightly more marginal, and I think that's the case where I live as well. So it's like you got to remember to students have a great power because they can like choose where they want to vote and where their voice is most, you know, most powerful.
I completely agree with that. I do think it's interesting, and I wonder why student apathy is such a big issue in most elections. I think in the last few elections, I don't know if I'm experiencing it more as I'm now a student, but in the past elections recently, I think there's been more of a focus on kind of speaking to students about politics and MPs trying to get them more engaged, because especially for Labour, they know that a lot of students are going to vote more to the left.
Yeah. So, like the SU said that they wanted to make voter registration in like compulsory in Freshers Week. Do you think that will have a big impact when it comes to getting people to turn out? Because it's one thing to be registered, but it's another thing to then end up voting.
I think if people are registered, that they're more likely to go and vote. I think a lot of people maybe can't be bothered to register. If you're busy and stuff, it's another form that might take up a bit of time. I think if people are already registered, it takes, 2 minutes to just pop down to your local polling voting station?
Yeah, I think also potentially it would help students who might be confused, about whether or not they can vote here. Like, especially if you've already registered at home, you might not know that you can register in more than one place if you're a student. Like, that's kind of confusing. So I feel like if you do have a registration at the beginning, then you'll know that you can vote, and maybe there'll be more of a culture of kind of like going down there with your friends and things, rather than just kind of like the onus very much being on you to go and register, to know to register, how to do it, and so on.
And I think now we're just going to return to our main story this evening, because I promised you that we might get some breaking news, and we have. And that is, MPs have backed Boris Johnson's call for an early general election. Within the last 5 minutes or so, they voted by acclamation, which means they didn't have a proper vote. Basically, everyone just shouted that they wanted one, and so it means that it has passed its second reading and will continue its journey in the House of Commons. It means that it's now going into committee stage, where they're see if their amendments selected. Giving the votes to 16 and 17 year olds hasn't been selected, but one where it had changed the date from the Thursday the 12th to Monday the 9th has been selected, so we'll see if those gets passed. So I think now it does look like we are headed for that early election some point at the beginning to middle of December. So exciting times. Any thoughts, guys?
It is exciting news. I again just want to reiterate I think that Brexit, as we all know, is going to be centre stage in this general election. But I would urge people to still try and consider other policies, as I will do.
Yeah, that is very true, and we'll see how and if Brexit remains centre stage. Yeah, I'm personally quite excited. I don't know, lots of people aren't looking forward to winter general election, but, you know, in my own, like, strange way, I'm thinking, yes, this is probably going to be quite fun for the next few months. But, yeah, that's just my opinion as a politics student. But, hey, that's all we've got time for this evening. Thank you for joining us on this edition of The Pulse. Thank you to Liv, Rebecca and Delaney, who have been joining me this evening. Keep up to date with all our news. We're at URN1350 on social media. So that's all from us.